Please welcome David.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you. Thanks for being here. Have I got a story for you? I don't know if many of you know it, but I'm an artist, but I used to be a flight instructor, and I used to teach people to fly, and I was working at the Van Nuys Airport in those days, and I worked for a very small rental plane outfit, and we rented planes, and we had some of us freelance instructors. We'd just hang out there in the office, and when a student come in, we'd grab them, you know. And this particular place was called the school was in the jungle. It was called the jungle, which was all the low cost flying lessons, the cheapest worn out planes. It was down there. I mean, it was not a red carpet sort of operation at all, you know, where the flight instructors wore white shirts and little wings and stuff. No, this was guys that look like me, you know. We were good instructors. And we also rented planes. So if somebody came and they wanted to rent a plane, we had to check them out to make sure that they knew how to fly. So one of us instructors would go up with them, you know, and put them through the paces, make them stall and turn and do things. And we got a new plane in that one of the people bought, this new Cessna Centurion, and it was brand new. And it had retractable landing gear folded up into the fuselage. And none of us flight instructors, nobody had flown this plane. It just came to us, and so we wanted to familiarize ourselves with it. So one of the instructors said, I'll take it up, and I'll fly it, you know, and he reached into his pocket to get some money. And I said, wait a minute, Jerry, I'll go with you. And Jerry, he said, okay, David, come on, you can be co-pilot. All right. So we both go out to the plane. We give it a pre-flight. We start it up, and we taxi out and get on the runway at Van Nuys, and we take off. And we go up, and we, you know, put it through some steep turns and stalls and stuff like that. And then we got to the point where we were, it spent like maybe 15 minutes just checking out the systems. And we decided it was time to land, you know? So we headed back to the airport, and the gear would not come down. It was stuck up. It was this weird system that Cessna had where the when the landing gear was retracted, the fluid would come out of the master cylinder and go down and then hold the wheels up. But there was a little, gate, I guess you call it. And the fluid, to get the gear down, the fluid would have to run back up into the master cylinder. And the gate, the valve, got stuck and it wouldn't release. So the gear was stuck up there, and so, you know, we got a light on the instrument panel, the gear was stuck, and we're looking out of the plane, and I could see where the gear was retracted. And I said, you know, it's not down, Jerry, you know, we're screwed here. And Jerry's going, well, let's get it down. Call the mechanic, you know, call back to the airport, get the mechanic. And so we told him what the problem was, the gear wouldn't come down. And he said, well, he said, you have to get some fluid in, check the master cylinder, make sure it's all full of fluid. Well, the master cylinder was empty because all the fluid was back holding the gear up. So I said, well, you know, the master cylinder is empty, and Jerry's flying the plane, and I'm checking under the instrument panel. So they said, well, get some fluid into that master cylinder. And I said, I said, well, that's nice, but I don't think there's any fluid in the plane. And he said, well, look around. So I'm looking around, and you know, there was nothing in the plane that would work. And he says, any kind of fluid would work. Yeah. Well, by this time, I think it was KCBY News, you know, they had a plane that they would call the traffic on the freeways. They got wind of this. They heard about it on the radio. So they came and flew alongside of us to give us some assistance. I don't know what they were going to do. Tell us if the gear was up. We knew that. So Jerry said, so they say, just get some fluid in there. And I said, well, listen, I'm just on here for a ride. Jerry's the pilot in command. He'll have to do it. And Jerry says, I'm not doing it. I got to fly the plane. I said, exactly. I said, I'm just here, you know. I'm not going to do it. I had been taking acting classes, and one of the things that makes for drama is to have a conflict. So this was the perfect time for me to test it out. So I said, no, I refuse. I'm not going to do it. And so Jerry says, come on, David. And then on the radio, my bosses on the ground, they're going, David, you got to do this, you know. Do it, David. And I go, no. No, I'm not going to do it. Jerry's pilot in command. He's responsible. Oh, so they say, well, okay, you guys settle it. And Jerry's looking at me like, damn you, David, what the hell? And I'm going, it's tough, Jerry, you're pilot in command, you know, I'm just here. He says, okay, I'll do it. So he does it. We had a bottle on the plane we used, and Jerry goes, pees in the bottle, hands it to me, and I get under the instrument panel and I pour it into the master cylinder and seal it back up again. And then we try the gear, it still doesn't come down. So we start putting the plane through some paces, right? We go up high and then push it over the top, you know, where it's like zero gravity, and then we go down and then we jerk back, hoping that that'll get the gear to release and gravity will pull the gear down. Nothing. So we did that for like a half an hour. And then, you know, this news plane came, flew alongside of us and everything, and they're talking. And the whole airport's in an uproar. You know, they're up there, they can't get the gear down. Well, let's foam the runway, you know, get ready for them, get the crash trucks out, blah, blah. So it was really becoming quite fun. And I mean, for me, I didn't care. I wanted to watch it, you know. It was exciting. Oh, boy, we'll do a wheels-up landing on the runway, you know. So what? So, but Jerry was all upset. He went on to become an American Airlines pilot. And but he was really by the book kind of guy, you know. And me, I never was. And so it was easy for me. And so anyway, I poured Jerry's pee into the thing. You know, we kept going through all these gyrations, trying to get the gear down. Nothing would happen. And so we decided, well, we should try and land the plane anyway. You know, they'll get things ready. And the news guys called and they said, the gear is coming down, the gear is coming down. So we thought, oh, good. But we don't know if it's locked into position. So it could collapse when we touch down on the runway. So we go around and we decide this is it. And so Jerry gets ready, makes the approach, and I get ready with the engine controls because I'm going to shut the engine off as soon as we get within, 100 feet of the runway and stuff. So we don't want the prop turning when we touch down. We don't want to bend it up and cause problems for the engine. So we come in, and the gear was down, and it stayed down. And so we made a good, safe landing. Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was good. Of course, the inside of the cockpit was a mess. There was hydraulic fluid and urine foaming all over underneath the instrument panel and everything. So, but that was the story. And I don't know what the theme of tonight was. Wake up call.